They say maybe the husband died already. That we're not afraid about. So if it's only a question if the husband is alive right now we have a chazoka to say yes, he was alive before, he's still alive right now. So if the husband goes away, and the only suffix is he still alive right now or not, then we say yes, the husband must probably still alive, he's lari to truma. She's lari to truma. But shema yomus chashinen. If we have to be afraid if he will die in the future, yes, that we are afraid. So when the husband gave his wife, the kohen gave his wife a get, to say that the get should be challah now before he dies, so every hour the question is, the next hour will he die or not? So that we have no chazaka. Chazaka can't tell us something won't happen in the future. Chazaka only tells us right now, did it happen, did it change yet or not? We learn our chazaka, the Gemara in Chulin, from a nega, so we say, if it didn't change until now, it still didn't change. But what's going to be in the future, chazaka can't tell us in the future. So that's Rava's teretz. Shema meis lechashin. If you want to know right now when the husband went away, is he still alive right now or not? Yes, he's still alive right now. She's lari truma. But if you want to know, will he die in the next hour? To say that right now she can't eat truma, that we have no chazaka. So therefore the Braisa says, by the get, that to be chal before he dies, she has to stop eating truma right now. Oh, malei ravada ba'masna l'rovo for her noid. The case you just brought about this barrel of wine, are we afraid of break or not? Shema yomisu. That's a case of will it break or not? Upligi? And still you see it's a machlokes. The issue of Yehuda says he can't drink the wine now because we're afraid the barrel will break. So you see, even in the future also we are afraid it will break. And Remeya says, no, we're not afraid it will break. So you see, a cheskes chai can help us even in the future. Like if you hold from a chazaka, it will help us for the future. So what's your teretz rov? There's a difference between meis and yomus. So Marian says, Amar Rav Yehuda midisvuto shani nerd. I'll tell you, the case of a barrel is different over there. The efshe de mosale l'shamer. In other words, there's no kash and rova. Really, I'll tell you, nobody says a chazaka helps for the future. Why over there does Remeya say you're allowed to drink the wine now, and we have the chazaka that even in the future the barrel will not break? I'll tell you, by the barrel it's better, because by the barrel you can give it over to a shamer. Since you give it over to the shamer to watch it, there we're not afraid it will break. But a person, whether it will die or not, it's not up to give up. You can't give it over to anybody else. It's up to Hashem. There we're afraid. Maybe, there we have to be afraid. Maybe he will die. This thing more says, Maskel lover mishashtia, arvecha orva tzorach. Like even the shemi, you're making a watchman watch your barrel. Who says he'll do a good job? Maybe he'll be poshay, he'll slip, and it'll break by him. In other words, there's no end to it. The shemi can also make a mistake. So if you're afraid something will break, even by a shame you should be afraid it will break. So you have a proof that Remeya says, we're not afraid something will break, we're not afraid something will die. Elo Amar Rava, therefore Rava said like this, he changed Rava, and says like this, Shema Meis Lo Chashinen, that everybody holds. There is a Chazaka that he didn't die before, he's still alive right now. So if we want to know when the husband's time went away, could the wife at home eat Truma right now? Yes, she's allowed to eat Truma. Because right now we say he's still alive, there's a chazaka that said that he did not die. But Shema Yomus, is there a chazaka or not that said that he won't die in the near future? That's a tanoihi, that's taka machlokes tanoim. According to our mayor, yes, there's a chazaka that said that it won't break the barrel. A person won't die either. Mashenka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't say, there's no such chazaka of Shema Yomus. So therefore, that's what the Braita says when you give a get to Michal an hour before he dies. Then, according to Rabbi, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda says there's no chazaka shem yomus, therefore we have to be afraid maybe he will die in the next hour, therefore right now she's not allowed to eat truma. Then the last case the Mishnah says was, Hashaleh achatosim medina sayom. For the Gemara of Obinun Smicha, how can you send the shliach to bring a korban chatas for you? The law is a korban chatas needs smicha. And the bailim, the owner, has to be there to make smicha, to put his hand on top of the head of the animal. So how can you make a shliach? A shliach can't make smicha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef of the korban noshim. The Mishnah is talking about a korban of an isha. When an isha brings a korban, there's no mitzvah smicha by an isha. Like Rashi brings down, the pasuk says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'samach. That we dash in b'nei Yisrael, samchin v'yein b'nei Yisrael, samchis. By Bnei Yisrael, there's no mitzvah smicha. And Tosfos speaks out also that even though the korban is kosher, even though you don't make smicha, however, the mishnah is mashma lechatchila. This is the way you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to send the korban with a shliach. So in this Gemara asks, how could you send the korban with a shliach? With the you're missing the mitzvah smicha. So the first teretz says we're talking about an isha doesn't have the mitzvah smicha. Rav Papa says no. Even though we're talking about a chatas of a man, still I tell you the chatas oif. We're talking about a chatas of a bird. When you want to bring a chatas of a knife, there's no mitzvah smicha. So there you're allowed to send a shliach. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara says utzricha. We need like all three cases of the Mishnah, the chur, they're extra. They're all teaching us the same yisoid that the person has a cheskes chai, we have a right to stay still alive. So the Gemara says like this. The Ashmin and Get, if we don't hear the first case of the Get, the Shliach bringing a Get, he has a right to say the husband is still alive. Mishum de la Yevsha, because there's no way out, like we don't want the Isha to remain in Iguna, we want her to have Heta to remarry, so therefore we'll make her to say she could remarry with his Get. But I'll tell you, Alba Truma, but in the case whether she could eat Truma or not, the Efsha, there it's possible to tell her don't eat Truma, let her only eat Chulin. Eimaloi, maybe there were not samech on this chazaka that the husband is still alive. That's the second chiddush. No, even if the truma was samech on the chazaka, and the yashmin the truma, if it only tells the chiddush, if it tells the chiddush truma, the zinnin de lo yevsha. There are cases where the wife is very, very poor, and if she won't be able to eat truma, she won't manage. So therefore, here the rabbanu will make her to remain with the cheskas chai to say the husband is still alive to let her eat truma. Avachatis oif. But the question of bringing a chatas oif now, when the kohen receives this chatas oif, if he has any doubt at all that the owner died already, so then the svara should be misveika lelaya chulin lazara. If you have any doubt at all, maybe we should not let the korban be brought, not to bring chulin lazara. So tzricha, we need the chiddush. No, there's no doubt at all. But we say for sure you have a right to naman. The owner is still alive. Therefore, this korban could be brought. Then the Mishnah says, Shloisha Dvorim, there are three things. Omar Reb Loza Ben Pratia, Lefnei Chachomim. If Reb Loza Ben Pratia said in front of the Chachomim, the Kaimu es Dvorim, and they agreed to what he said. One thing that he said was, Alir Shekifu Akarkum. If the Goyim started to besiege a city, they went around the city, or else, V'al HaSvina HaMutrefes Bayam, if you have a ship that's in the middle of a storm on in the water, matrevus means shaking around, whereas for hayotzi lidon, or as a person that has to go to a din Torah, whether he's chayiv misra or not, the locher is shein becheskas chayomin. That's still becheskas chay. We don't say they died, they were killed. We say they're still alive. The wife cannot remarry yet. Avol ir shekav shu karkum, but a city that the goyim be captured already, or also svina shav dubayan. A ship that was sunk like in the sea, or else Vayyotzi Lihorig. They had already a psak din that is chayiv misa, and now they're taking him out to kill him. The locher is, noisnin aleyim chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. In these cases now, we give both ways, l'chumre both ways we go. That maybe he's dead, maybe he's alive. What does that mean, both ways, the chumre? That it depends how the wife is. Bas Yisroel l'kayin, if the wife is only a Bas Yisroel, that she could only eat truma because of a kayin, her husband, we say no, maybe the husband died, she has to stop eating truma. In the opposite way, what about a Bas kayin l'Yisroel? She's the Bas kayin by herself, she could eat truma. Just calls the man, she's married to a husband, to the Yisroel, she can't eat truma. Still, we tell them both, l'techa b'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma. Because we have to be afraid maybe the husband is still alive, so therefore this Bas Kohen cannot eat truma. Maybe he's dead, therefore the Bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. Here we're machmer both ways. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Leishon Velo Bezdin Shal Yisrael. Our Mishnah is talking about a Bezdin, but a Jewish Bezdin. Avo Bezdin Shalot Kechovim, but it's talking about a question of a Bezdin by Goyim, then we say no. Kivon de Goma le Dino le Kotlo, as soon as the Bezgin, the Goyim Paskin gave him Psag Din to be killed, Nikta Kotle, for sure he's going to be killed. And then there's no more Chumra to say he's still alive, for he say for sure he's going to be killed. Omle Yabai, Yabai says back, Bezgin Shlevti Kechotin Nami, de Makabli Shechta, what do you mean for sure he's going to be killed? They take bribes, maybe the person gave a bribe and saved himself. Or Malay said back, no. Ki shakli, when do they accept the bribe? Mekame delachtem purse shenamav. Only before the game give the psak din. But lebosad the mechtam purse shenamav. But after they sign already the psak din, le shakli, then they don't receive sheichet, and then we say for sure if they gave a psak din that he's supposed to be killed, that he was killed. Nice, we have a kash on this. It says aloha, Gemara Sanhedrin, that komokam shiyam dushnayin. Anytime two edim will come now to a bezdin in LA. For yomer, they'll say to the bezdin here, that me denon wish is plainly. We could say this upon this person, Reuven here. Shenigma din of a bezdin shaplaini. That he had a psak din in New York, the bezdin there in New York, gave a psak din that is chayiv misa. Plenty edim, and we know this and this were the edim there in New York. So in such a case, it says the bezdin here in L.A. is harayz de yehorek. They're going to kill him right away. So the question is, why do you say for sure he's going to be killed? Why don't we look for schus? Like Pshat for our missionary is, even though there was a psak din to be killed, but we're not 100% for sure he's going to be killed, because maybe they'll find this schus to save him. Here you see, even by a Jewish bezdin, when there's no schusim, for sure he's going to be killed. Gemara says, Dilma Bareich Shani. Here it's different. Since here the case was where this person ran away from the New York Bezdin, and now they caught him in L.A., so for sure they'll have him killed. But maybe if the Psak Din was done right here, and the person is still here, and now they look around and try and find Schusim, maybe if they find the Schus, they won't kill him. Gemara says, Toshima, come here. Shoma mi bezdin shay Yisrael. If you heard from the bezdin shay Yisrael, shayim they were saying that ish pleini meis. The bezdin said over to the wife, "We know your husband died, or else ish pleini never. Your husband was killed. So lochruz yasiyu es ishtoy. The wife is allowed to remarry now. What about mikun retrisin shloitik chovim? Let's say she heard this from the executors, a goyish executor." That ish pleini meis, it said about your husband died, or else ish pleini nera, your husband was killed, in other words, we killed him, is al yisiyu es ishtoy, the wife cannot remarry. So the question is, my meis, what does meis mean? Oh, my nera, what does it mean he was killed? Yilayim, if you want to tell me meis mamish, and venerik, nerik mamish, that meis means meis mamish, and he was killed means he was for sure killed. So the kavosa gab de ergovim, the same thing when the goyim tell us that he was killed. So the question is, why is the halacha that his wife cannot remarry? Well, kaimalon, we hold, the chol masiach lefitumai, hemune nehemnalei. Whenever the goyim tell us something in a normal conversation, they don't tell us because we ask them some information. They just don't tell us over in a story form, we have a right to believe them. See, if the goyim are telling us that this person was killed, why can't we believe him? El olav isn't talking about that meis here means yoytze lomus, that just Bezdin Paskin told us that he was going to be killed. Nerag means, or yoytze lomus, he's going to be killed. Oksani still it says, the Bezdin Yisroel Yisroel Yisishtoi. Says here, by Jewish Bezdin, if there's a psak din mashma, he's supposed to be killed, for sure he's going to be killed, and the wife could remarry. So it's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you have a psak din, it's only a chumrah, it's a suffix if he's really killed or not. Gemara says, no, li'erlam, really the cases are over here, meis mamish, v'nerag mamish. The cases are, they're telling us that the person really died or was killed. So the question was, with the comrade on this, you're asking me, the kavos agabiyodi kechavim, mamai loy, how come the Brisa says here, when the goyim tell us that they killed him, we don't believe him? For your kaimla, and your question was, we hold, that the whole mesich lefi tumai, hemune mehemna, whenever the goyim stand tell us over in your story form, we believe them. So I tell you, Hani, merely one, is that true? Bemilsed le shaychibo. And the thing that they don't gain by the story, it doesn't have to do with them. So they stand telling us over the story, then we believe them. Avo bemilsed le shaychibo, but by something that pertains to them, that makes them feel good about it, is avdi le arzukishakrayim. Then we have to be afraid, yes, they'll lie. So Rashi explains here, these executors, like, they're proud to say they killed people. So therefore, since they gain on the deal, they're proud about it, we have to be afraid maybe they're lying, and they just want to be proud and show off as if they say, we killed a lot of people today. So therefore, even though they told the wife, we know that we killed your husband, by the goyim, you can't trust them. Then the Gemara says, Ika the army, something like this. That Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Lo yishonu alu bebeznus tov, ovdi kechovim. Our Mishnah, when it says it's a Sofik, it's a Chumre Chaim, Chumre Mesim, it's only by a Goyish Bezdin. Our Bezdin Shah Yisrael.